Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Scalabro Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pods.
A.k.a. two fine fellows, no violins, no cellos.
There you go, I like that one. A.k.a. a couple of look-alike jamokes being real smart with their wise guy jokes. James Scragman.
Scragman.
I love you, Scraggers.
Scraggers, we're back.
Scraggeroo. We are back. We hope you guys are doing well. We are in midweek form, ready to just give you that content, deliver it your way.
Stories. Drop the hammer.
Stories. These are stories that happen in the general vicinity of the weeks that these are dropping. Try to keep it as regular. But at the same time, there's like a desire to want to make this as evergreen as possible.
So agreed. These things are happening in a way. Some stories are directly pandemic related. Some of them could have happened any year, anytime.
Right. So these are just stories as we are engaging with them as they come out. These are the things that we find to be the most interesting and that maybe touch on themes
that are affected by the pandemic.
Exactly.
So let's jump into
this one too. Now I'm the type of person, I don't know if you're this way, and I wonder how many of people are like I am out there. I love to take down decorations and put them away like right after the holiday.
Yeah, you want it right off the door, right off
Christmas decorations and holiday should come down, I would say, in a perfect world before New Year's, but I'll give you right after New Year's.
Right.
Okay, just afterwards.
Days that are still the holiday, but you're
before
not
before your
back
kids
at work.
Go back to school. It just feels good to clean it up and get ready for the winter. Right.
Look, if you have Christmas decorations up through April, you are asking to have your house teepeed.
Big time. You're asking for it. And I don't care if we have a teepee shortage.
Look, it's a Target.
It's a beautifully lit Target,
yes,
that you are putting on your home.
People should react accordingly to your laziness.
I have to admit, I love holiday lights. And the new technology of holiday lights, the icicle things going down, the fact that there's movement, I like them. I'm sorry. As a Jew, we were never supposed to like them. Mm-hmm. Growing up, I like them. I think they're cool. All right. But post-Thanksgiving, that's when you start putting them up.
Right.
Post-Thanksgiving.
Down by New Year's. Post-Thanksgiving, they're up. Two good
months. Otherwise, and this is the case I'm going to make.
Or it's 1 month, like 6 weeks.
So this is what I'm going to say. It's not that special anymore.
Right.
If you have them up all year round, like, it's just not special. It's like, I think it's like setting limits for your kids. They may not like it in the moment. You may not be happy about it, but they'll be happy that you set those limits.
I promise you, if you start having ice cream for breakfast with your kids, they're not going to ever want it for dessert ever again.
It's no longer a special occasion dessert. Same goes for Halloween. I'm a huge Halloween fan. We love to decorate our house with Halloween.
We are now too. We're
put
doing it
everything
too.
Up. It's fun. We carve the pumpkins. We put out giant things. My kids love it. People come by, they know that you're a Halloween house. Skeletons, human and animal, that are fake. Cardboard cutouts of Bethany Frankel.
Talking about skeletons.
Same skeletal structure as Mr. Bones, who sits on our wall.
Scares the shit out of everyone all the time.
Just Bethany with a blender full of skinny martinis. Ah!
Hi.
You're going to get you every time.
But you take them down.
The weekend after Halloween, I take right after Halloween or the weekend after Halloween.
No need. There's no need to keep that stuff up.
It can cause problems.
Like in this next story.
Get ready, because people are ready to see dead bodies and scary things in late October.
They're not prepared to see that kind of stuff in late May.
They're not.
It's a red flag. It may get you deep in trouble, oh great pumpkin.
You hear me? Let's get into it. Here we go.
The hazards of not properly disposing of a fake body are on full display in this story. A UK woman was mortified, good word, after errantly placing a Halloween prop that prompted a squad of 10 police officers to surround her home on the suspicion that she'd committed a murder.
This feels like a Halloween movie, Jay.
They all have to laugh when they find out that it was just a decoration, so they leave.
Uh-huh.
But then that night, the decorations come to life and try to kill the woman who wouldn't put them away.
What do we call the movie?
Take Them Down.
I love it. Take Them Down.
Take Them Down.
Or The Takedown.
I arrived at home from school. This is her quote. I arrived home from school to run and see two police cars driving away from outside of my house. Bedfordshire's Cara Louise, 28, told Triangle News of her near arrest. What is she learning in this school of hers?
I don't know. How to procrastinate cleaning things up and taking things down?
What are you majoring in? Holiday confusion?
Maybe.
The fiasco was sparked by a dummy wrapped in garbage bags. Who's the dummy? Is it Cara Louise?
I don't know, but they said a dummy was wrapped in it.
Garbage bags and duct tape that the mother of two had used as spooky decoration at a holiday kids' party. These are like Robert Durst's words exactly.
Bye, mommy. I just wanted to see Douglas.
Wrap him up in garbage bags. Duct tape him. You know the way adult brothers do to each other. Bye, mommy.
There is bye.
My five-year-old boy is really into dressing up for every occasion. So we did the inside. I mean, you might know already his sexual orientation. If yeah. He's super into dressing up for every single occasion. And that's great.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And he came up with it. This is what she said. My five-year-old boy is really into dressing up for every occasion. So we did the inside up with a circus theme, and he dressed as it, said Louise.
Dressed what? As a circus?
Well,
is he the dummy? Is the kid the dummy?
I know you didn't do anything wrong, Louise, but now it feels like you're totally lying.
It's like Tom Brady breaking his cell phone. It's like, don't do...
Now you're throwing your son under the bus. Like, who cares what your son likes to dress up as?
That's right.
And they asked you about why this dummy was outside, and now you're going off on a long story
tangents.
About circus decorations inside your house and how your son likes to dress up for every other thing. Like, you didn't do anything wrong, probably, but it sounds like you did.
Jay, you know my favorite part of the circus is?
What?
Going to see dead bodies that are wrapped in trash bags and duct taped up.
Yeah.
That's like the best part of it. On the trapeze, it's yeah. so much fun.
Yeah. So going off on weird tangents, it's exactly what murderers do when
exactly.
they want to get you talking about anything but the truth about the murdered victim.
About the person in the duct tape bag.
So the prop in the garden was part of our theme. Was that a circus theme?
That's what I said.
Dead guy wrapped up in garbage bag and duct tape?
I've not seen. That's not part of Cirque du Soleil's finale.
No. Louise had kept the faux cadaver in the garden since November, you know, for fun.
Old time's sake.
To celebrate spring.
To fertilize the gardenias. Faux cadaver, by the way, is a phenomenal name for an indie rock band.
Totally. However, the hairdresser had recently relocated the holiday holdover behind some garbage bins while gardening and forgot to put it back before picking up her elder son from school. She has so much to do with these damn kids.
You know, I was going to pick it up. Sure,
you are. I got a five-year-old who won't stop bothering me about what he wants to dress up as. I got this older kid who always has to go to and from school. Like, I swear to God, like five times a week, this uh-huh. kid has to go to school and come home for school. Am I crazy?
That's no exaggeration. That's no exaggeration.
I'm literally taking him to school like Monday through Friday, almost every week.
I put it behind the trash cans and I was going to throw it away the same way I said I was going to take down the decorations in November and December and January and February and April and, you know.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll find out what happened to this woman, how many cops showed up. I think we mentioned it, but still.
A lot of cops
for this situation and just what it says about her neighbors and yes. how they feel about her. We'll do it on the other side of this break.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I want to let you know we're going back out on the road. We're going to start to do some live dates. End of September, the Comedy Loft in DC. If you're in the DC area, come out and see us.
We haven't been on the road, and by that time, we will have not have been on the road but for a year and a half.
And we're also thinking about doing this, and we'll mention this to you guys right now. We're thinking about possibly re-recording some of our greatest hits or our favorite bits from our first three albums and doing that sometime in the fall. That would be really fun to do too.
And we'll let you guys know about that and where that will be if you want
to. All that stuff, go to supersclars.com. We'll put it up all there.
All right. So when we left, there was a mom of two in England who's very overwhelmed by what her kids are asking her to do in their lives. She's got one kid that wants to dress up for every holiday. She's got another kid that has to go to school all the time.
Oh, what's this kid asking for?
And so she had a Halloween decoration, a cadaver that she left in her garden, and then she put it behind some trash bins.
By the way, looks like, you see the picture, it looks like a cadaver. And so then the cop showed up.
The macabre prop sparked suspicion among Louise's neighbors, who dialed the UK emergency number 999.
Mm-hmm.
I like that it's not 999.
I like 999.
Prompted a whopping 10 officers to descend upon the unsuspecting mother's home.
Could have felt like four. I mean, it's a dead body here.
Four would have felt like a lot.
This
right?
person's not alive. It's a dead body. Four is what you need.
Louise was aghast after arriving home to see that her house had become a crime scene. I get out of the car to my neighbor standing there, which I asked jokingly, "What have you done?" said the mortified mom.
Good one.
Solid joke.
This is the person that called it in on you.
Then I was told that the cops, were at my house. At my house, as three people had called in to report a dead body.
Yahoo!
Yikes. Seriously, what have you done?
Exactly. That should be turned around.
Three different people called it in. A Bedfordshire police spokesman later told the Daily Mail that they'd received reports of what they believed to be a body bag in Houghton Regis.
Get him a body bag.
Get him a body
bag.
Like that guy, that kid, it just yells that from wherever he is. Although that guy is dead.
He did. They apparently had to get that guy a body bag.
He got a body bag.
That was the ultimate irony.
Louise was able to explain to the cops that she had, in fact, not killed anyone, she said. And that, I guess, was all they needed.
Yep. I didn't kill anybody. Let's just ask the person who has the, what appears like a body in a bag.
You didn't do anything, and then you're all good. Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks.
Your declaration of innocence is definitely enough for us.
That's all we need. And all the weird excuses you talked about your son and the circus and all that other stuff, we're going to gloss over that, too.
All the while, her 5-year-old son stood telling them how much he loves Halloween, and we can't get rid of the body because he loves it.
Circus freak.
Shut up, kid. You're ruining mommy's alibi.
That's right.
Just go get dressed up as something inside. We know that's what you really want to do. Dress up as a cop. You can hang out with these guys.
That's right. Start investigating shit.
She also promised to put the fake stiff away in a secure place. I mean, they'll should just take it away from her. Like, you don't deserve
it. By the way, once they unwrap it, the story's over. Am I right or am I wrong?
Unless, I'm going to say this is a front for like a deeper body snatching ring.
Right.
Where they're using mannequins to show the detectives and throw them off their trail.
Uh-huh.
And then you go in their back shed and there's like hairdresser wigs.
Which are made out of real human hair.
And mannequins and then real human body heads and parts in there. Terrifying. Needless to say, both the cops and the neighbors saw the funny side of the situation, according to Louise. Her elder son, not so much.
No.
I'm saying.
He's like, I gotta go to school.
I got so much school to deal with. Can someone drive me there and pick
to
me up?
To and back.
She did recall asking the police how they could think the prop was a person with legs that short. Yeah. Question their abilities when you can't even put a Halloween prop away after 7 months.
Yeah.
You might have cut them, was the police's reported reply.
Like so,
she said. Then she makes a believable cutting motion with a hacksaw covered in dried blood that she pulled from her garden.
Kidding. That's a joke.
I said, oh, did you check my bins? She recounted, adding that they looked a bit concerned and asked, should we? Okay.
This is... Don't flirt with the cops over what you may or may not have done.
This is not a time... 10 cops showed up at your house. It's not a time to be joking about how you may have murdered somebody. The flustered mother told him that she was asked to chop it up and get rid of it, but had ultimately decided to put him in the shed with the others until next Halloween.
Okay, she needs to stop.
You stop making jokes.
Stop.
You're on the hook for a little of something.
You're confessing to a bunch of crimes right
Unless
now.
This is her way of confessing to a bunch of crimes.
I don't know.
The gross misunderstanding made waves on social media with one commenter quipping, neighbors obviously thought you were capable of murder and dobbed you in, using a slang term meaning someone suspected you of wrongdoing. I wouldn't speak to them anymore.
Yeah, that's a great point. Do not. I got news for you. They're not going to speak to you anymore.
This says more about what her neighbors think she's capable of.
Yeah. Get 10 cops over right away is like, we've been waiting for this moment.
I think it's time to start showing up at their windows with like sharp knives.
Yep.
Just big knives. Did they actually check to ensure it wasn't a body or was this the perfect crime? Joked another.
Hardly a joke, but it is not.
While Louise certainly saw the humor in the situation, she said she has a tip for all parents who go all out at Halloween.
What is that tip?
Don't murder everyone if you've got nosy neighbors.
That's right. Dispose of our props to put them away safely. Like, put them away around Halloween.
Right. This is what Randy does.
That's what I was saying.
This isn't the first time the cops have been called over graphic Halloween decor. A Texas man prompted multiple police visits after erecting a series of bloody holiday displays right out of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Turns out it was just Ted Cruz trying to scare his family into admitting that they were the ones who forced him to go to Cancun.
There you go. And that is the show, guys. That's how we do it. Stay connected. Stay protected. Don't get infected. This is not a hoax.
But we got the jokes.
See you guys tomorrow.
A podcast network.